Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. On Thursday, just one day before the start of training camp, Tom Brady addressed the media about the Aaron Hernandez situation, how the team is dealing with it, and how they're all moving on. Here he is in its entirety.
Everyone had a certain range of emotions, whatever they might have been, and but those were really personal, and I dealt with them, and you know, at some point you have to move forward, and I think we as a team are doing that. So the best part is really coming out to start the football season and talk about what the challenges we have ahead of us, and certainly it's been a challenging off season, but you know, we're gonna try to move forward as best we know how.
Is this something that has to be addressed so you guys can all move on, and maybe you have whether you talk about with your teammates or whatever, something that you just kind of hit on quickly now at the beginning of camp, and then after that it's over?
Well, it's a real life situation that everyone, you know, has had to deal with. So, coach, those team meetings that we have, I mean, he always gives us a lot of information, and that's part of his, role as a head coach, and as captains of the team, we take that information and we try to do with it as we please. And I think we're just excited to be here, and really, it's a fresh start for, all of us. I know the last 6 weeks have been, distracting for a lot of people, but, I'd say for this team, we're trying to focus on our job and what we have to do to come out and win football games. And certainly it's a very tragic thing that happened, and someone loses their life. And, but all those things were out of, the player's control here. We're not really a part of that situation, so I don't think it does a lot for us to get too much involved in that.
What were your emotions? You talk about people have their own emotions, but was it more disappointment, sadness? Is there one or two words that can describe your emotions about the whole thing, a person leaving his life, a teammate involved?
Yeah, and it's a terrible thing that happened. And, look, in the city of Boston this year is what happened in the marathons. These are very terrible things that you wish never happened to anybody. And, there's a very human, compassionate element that we all have, and when it's someone that, has been on our team, it's a very sad thing. So I think that we've, as a team, have, tried to, move forward with, better awareness and understanding of these types of things, and hopefully, nothing like this ever happens again.
Tom, how have you moved forward in terms of, was there Bill Belichick addressing you guys this morning? How did that process work in terms of moving forward?
Well, we've been away from each other, pretty much this whole time. So, today's really been the first day that everyone's been together. The quarterbacks have been here for 4 days. The rookies have been here for 4 days. So we've had plenty of times to meet with Coach Belichick. But he'll have his own message for the entire team. And everyone really takes the lead from Coach Belichick and Mr. Kraft, and I know they've commented on how they feel, and I think we as players just try to follow their lead, and hopefully we can go out and do something that our community can really be proud of. I think that's the important thing, that we've had such great examples over the years, whether it's Teddy Bruschi or Mike Vrabel or Troy Brown or Kevin Faulk, guys that have really worn this uniform and worn it well. And not only have we been successful on the field, but guys have committed so much of their time to doing things that are good in the community. And, this obviously is not, a time where those things are recognized, because, there's another situation to deal with. But, I think that I'm still really proud of all those guys that have worn the uniform and have worn it well, and hopefully have gone out and tried to make the city of Boston, all of New England, proud of what we do on and off the field.
Tom, when you first heard the news about Aaron Hernandez, what was your initial reaction? Were you in shock?
Those feelings were just personal, and I'm sure they were probably like everyone else's, it was 6 weeks ago, so it's hard to remember the exact emotion I felt, but it's probably, what everyone else here felt. And, you have him, and then at some point I have to get back to doing my job, and my emotions are, they're important, but they come and they go and they pass, and we still have, for me, a task at hand, which was what my responsibility to this team is and my responsibility to the teammates that I have. So I just try to focus on that and try to come out here this week and lead by example.
How well do you think you knew your teammate? How well do you think you knew Aaron?
Do you feel fooled?
Well, I think, you know, I've had great relationships with so many guys, and as a relationship that you have as a football player is, you know, the relationship you have within the walls of this building are what they are, and then, you know, people have their own life, and you know, I typically have great relationships with all my teammates, so I'm hopefully pretty easy to get along with, and I just, you know, I think that's, you know, pretty much all I have to say.
Did Aaron fit in in the locker room, though, Tom, from your perspective?
I don't think it matters at this point. You know, it does. It's really, that's, you know, I don't think any of that really matters to me or matters to, you know, anything that's going on with the legal process or anything like that. And,
it's obviously secondary, Tom, but the football aspect of this. Going on and playing football, will that help everybody in the organization heal and get over it?
Well, that's what we're here for. So, you know, we're here to try to win football games and try to represent all of New England, you know, and I think that we try to do that the best way we know how. And there's a very high standard that, you know, so many guys have really set forth before I got here, when I got here. I learned from Drew Bledsoe. He was the guy that I looked up to and was such a great example of what a person, how they should act on the field and off the field. So, you know, hopefully some of the younger players can look at, you know, some of these captains out here today as role models, and you know, that's, you know, that's usually a good example to lead by. So,
do you still think the Patriot way exists?
To win football games and represent the community?
And
certainly.
Represent the community.
No question. I think that's what we show up here every day for. And Boston has a strong sense of community. That's one part of the reasons why people really, and I've, you know, loved being here and why this is my home, is because, you know, the community that exists, especially within the sports franchises. And, you know, it brings so many people together, and we've had such great success on the field over the last 12 or 13 years in all of our teams. And, you know, so many people come out and support us, and, you know, you're in the community and you're, you know, at the shopping mall, you're at the gas station, and people are supporting you. And it's really a great thing to be a part of, to have that type of support from, you know, everyone here. That's what we go out and play for. You know, we play for the people that come and watch us and cheer for us and buy our jerseys, and, you know, that's a really cool thing. So hopefully we can, you know, go out and do the same thing this year.
Tom,
did Aaron reach out to you at all afterwards, apologize for any of the distraction this may bring, or did you guys have any communication, you know, from the get-go, from when we first started hearing his name surfacing?
Stacy told me I can't comment on any of that. So,
have you talked to him at all?
Stacy told me. It's a good question, but I'm not supposed to comment on any of
those. What was it like to see the jersey buyback, to see the fans coming back to your stadium and essentially given alternate jerseys? Is that weird for you to see?
I was in California at the time, so I wasn't here that week. You know, so probably some other people have different reactions to that. But, you know, hopefully we can go out. There's a lot of good jerseys to get this year. With a lot of number 12 jerseys in there. So hopefully go buy a few of those.
Among the players who have already reported, what's morale like right now?
Sorry?
What's morale like right now?
I think it's fun. It's exciting. This is a new year for us. Last year didn't end the way that we would have hoped. So we have a chance to go out there and try to do a lot better this year. And, you know, the guys seem
cool. Just from the beginning to now, distraction at all?
From my standpoint, zero.
Hey,
kind of like most things at this point for me.
Whole, you think?
I don't know. I don't, you know, I'm not inside of everyone's head, so I try to focus on what I need to do and try to come out here and do the best I can do.
Has it been personally hurtful for you to see the brand that you guys have worked so hard to put in a particular light besmirched a little bit over the last 6 weeks or so?
Well, I think that everyone has played here has, you know, played a part of what the New England Patriots are all about. The guys like I said, Kevin and Rodney and Larry and Mike and Willie and you know, guys like that are, you know, everything that you want to be as a football player and off the field, on the field, and people that represent the community and represent, you know, our city, Foxborough, Boston, you know, everywhere in between. So, you know, we realize that, you know, in light of the recent situation that, you know, people probably, you know, those things get overshadowed, and, you know, we got to work hard to kind of reestablish, you know, what we're all about. And that's, like we said, to win games and to be the best representatives of this team and organization and representatives for this city that we can possibly be.
And Tom, you guys have, can this level of adversity have maybe an impact that brings the team closer together and gives it a stronger sense of purpose beyond winning games?
Well, I don't think that anything, you know, I think what's going to happen, you know, on the football field is you know, here in 6 weeks when we start, certainly tomorrow when our first practice is, but, you know, I said the other day, the fate of our season is going to be determined by the guys in the locker room and hopefully nothing else. And that's something that I think we've always made a strong commitment to. And you talk about the Patriot way, and it, to me, that means mental toughness. And to me, it means dealing with different situations and adversities over the course of a season and off season, and how you can put those things behind you and focus on your job. And look, I try never to be a distraction. That's, you know, I think I owe that to my teammates to never be a person that someone has to comment on. And that's part of, you know, what Coach talks about is not, you know, there's a lot of guys on one program, and for all of us to act the same way and to not take away from what someone else is trying to accomplish. And, you know, I think that's the best example you can set, you know, certainly as an elected captain and as a veteran player on the team. You know, you come out, you try to do your job the best way you can, and you hope the other guys can follow along. And, you know, you realize that, you know, we're going to have to work, you know, very hard at that, and that's a continuing process.
Hey, Tom, you don't have Gronk, you don't have Hernandez. What are you guys going to do at tight end?
Can you play? Do you have anything left?
Back in the day,
I know. Anymore. Your dad was pretty good, so. We'll see. I mean, I think Coach talks about your role, you know, being what you make of it, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of tight ends, guys at Daniel and Hooman that have been here last year, and certainly Jake and Sudfels that are going to have an opportunity to come out and find a role for themselves. So that's that competition plays out on the field. That's the best part is, you know, you can think about all these different ways that it could play out, but it's going to come down to who goes out and performs the best.
Do you feel cheated, Tom? Is that trust in this Patriot way? This isn't the first time you guys have had roster turnover. You guys have had, maybe not to this extent, you've had other things that have generated a lot of distraction. Is that what you always rely on, that trust in the locker room, the preparation that both have puts in with you guys, and just the atmosphere around?
Yeah, you try it. You trust in your other teammates, and you trust them to do their job so that you can do your job. And the best teammates that I've ever had, guys like Wes or Dion Branch, I never had to worry about. And because, you know, and you know what, that allowed me to be able to do my job. I never have to worry about Vince, never have to worry about Gerard, never have to worry about Devin or Matthew Slater, what their level of preparation is going to be. And what that allows me to do is, you know, free my mental burden up so I can do, you know, focus 100% on what I need to do. And that's what I appreciate about guys like that, because, you know, they allow me to be the best that I can be. And when they can count on me, that's what makes a great team, is when, you know, guys can count on each other. So, you know, when you can focus 100% on what you need to do, that's how you're going to get the best out of yourself.
Tom, what about the idea that you have five leading receivers from last year, none of them being the first one in the practice for the first time?
Well, there's, you know, quite a bit of turnover, like, you know, we all know and we've seen, and I'm used to that. I there's not many things that I haven't had to deal with, you know, over the course of my time at tight end or running back or receiver, offensive line. So we'll try to find a way to make it work. It's, you know, we've got 5 or 6 weeks to our first game. We got 9 practices till we go and practice against Philly. So I'm excited. We put a lot of work in the spring to see where we're at now. Hopefully we can start building on, you know, where we left off 6 weeks ago.
Hey, you mentioned all those names of those guys that you trust and that you know they're going to do their job. Was Aaron part of that group at one point?
I'm really not supposed to comment on Aaron. I wish I could, but thank you for asking.
Tom, through all of this, and you consider you have such a young team, does your style of leadership, you and some of the older guys, has to change a little bit to help deal with this distraction?
Well, I think there's things that we can all improve on, and certainly, you know, being more aware and, you know, the leadership of the team and all those things are – you know, to hold each other accountable to that. And that's what, you know, like I said, we got elected as captains last year. You know, the captains for this year haven't been picked yet, but, you know, Coach Belichick really relies on our input, and we rely on each other to bounce ideas off of, to really get a feeling for the team and, you know, for how the team's feeling and, you know, what the team needs. And Coach Belichick, there's nobody has better instincts on coaching than Coach Belichick. He knows exactly how to get the best out of us. So, but I would say that we're always looking for ways to improve, and certainly, you know, our leadership and our ability to, you know, communicate with everybody on the team to get the best out of each other is, you know, something that, you know, we can all work at.
Is that an added burden to you? Does that add to the burden of what you have to do as a quarterback and as a,
yeah,
as a natural leader of this team?
Well, yeah, and I think the more guys you have that, like I said, that you don't have to worry about and that you can just trust to do their job, you know, that's the better the team's going to be, because you can't have, you know, 10 guys doing one thing and 10 guys doing another and 10 guys doing, I mean, everyone has to at some point be going in the same direction. So, you know, we're trying to get everybody going in the same direction and try to understand how we need to win football games and certainly how we need to conduct ourselves off the field and within the community. And, you know, nobody puts more stress on that than Coach Belichick and Mr. Kraft and Jonathan. And, you know, I've seen that for 14 years. And, you know, we'll just try to go out and do a better job.
Tom, as much time as you guys spend with each other, does a situation like this show as well as you might think you know somebody?
Yeah, I think all those things, it's, you all have relationships, and I don't know if you quantify those things. You know, you have family members, you have friends, and, you know, you have your kids. How do you know your kids? I mean, you try to do the best you can do, and but everyone's ultimately accountable for their own decision-making and for the words that come out of our mouth and for the actions that, you know, take part. So, you know, I'm certainly accountable to a lot of people here. I'm accountable to my family and certainly accountable to the community, because I realize the role model that I am, and I do take that as a very serious responsibility. And, you know, I try to go out and represent this team and this organization the best way I know how.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.